African at a time. America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, all those nooks and crannies in between. We're rolling out the red carpet and inviting all of you to take a stroll. You don't have to be famous, you just have to have an opinion. Right of right, left of left, somewhere in between. I don't care what your stripes are. I care about the conversation. And that's what we're going to have during this hour of ATN. Boy, mixing it up politically. What are the Republicans doing to themselves? A lot of people are starting to say that this is the road to self-destruction, and it's two men that are doing it pretty much. You're talking about Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich going for the gold, the ultimate prize, to be the Republican nominee. But will it cost Republicans the real fight in the fight to win 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? And, you know, all these polls, I crunched all the numbers in the polls, and it's raining Romney, whether people like it or not, in the Sunshine State. 97% chance that Mitt wins Florida. You think that all these polls are going to be completely wrong? Gingrich is on the war path. He is furious. I think really the Gingrich campaign, what I heard from an insider, although they would never cop to this, is they're starting to shift their focus, which makes sense, to other spots along the road to getting the nomination. So if you think, you know, you're going to lose this one, hey, it's one state, move on. Because so far, someone different has won the caucus and the two primaries, so let's move on down the road. Let's switch to the South, because that's what happens in March if you look at the upcoming fight for delegates. But this fight is ugly. The mudslinging. It feels to me, and I could be wrong, that this is some of the worst that I've seen. It exists in every campaign. Negative campaigning has been around for a long time, especially in the age of the tube, because of the campaign ads. And listen, if the guy does it to you, you're doing it back. That's the bottom line. That's what happens. So the self-destruction, though, is, I think, real. At some point, it has to stop, because if it doesn't stop, then any chances of somebody else becoming the president of the United States, they get smaller and smaller and smaller, because this is all stuff that's going to be fodder for any of the Democrats. They're smart. David Axelrod is no dummy, and neither is Robert Gibbs, and they're the masterminds between getting Barack Obama reelected again. If you love Obama, you got to love your chances right now. You just got to say to yourself, oh, this is great. I am enjoying this reality show, because the slimier, the dirtier, the nastier it gets, the more this stuff is going to be turned around and used against whoever the nominee is, whoever it is. I mean, it's crazy. It's a scramble like I really haven't seen in a long time in any of these races. Negative campaigning has been around. People go after each other, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. But even as nasty as it got between the Clintons and the Obama people, it still wasn't, I don't think, quite up to this same level. I don't think so. So is it true? Do you think that, you know, as I've heard from one Republican strategist, that listen, as much as you talk about an incumbent president and how tough it is to unseat an incumbent president, we got a guy who's running on a pretty weak record. And this is a guy that can be taken out. This is a guy who can lose. But I think the more that the two eat each other's lunch, the more that that becomes not necessarily a reality. And you gotta watch the job numbers. It is definitely all about who is putting people back to work, who is making people feel as though there is a future in the United States, that you can still grab the brass ring, that you can still realized the American dream and it hasn't drifted off away into, you know, another country. As we saw so many of the manufacturing jobs leave and the tides and the fates and fortunes, so many people changed in the last couple of decades, that's been part of what the storyline is and now has been realized. And I'll tell you, as much as I keep listening to some of these financial shows and reading the Wall Street Journal and looking at the numbers, I really think that people are in a state of panic. I really think that people are treading water or walking down the plank, working two and sometimes three jobs. Because the one stat, I mean, I say this all the time, but it's so true. And all of you look around in your neighborhoods, you know this. Now, I took a little poll of my own neighborhood, and honest to God, this is the truth. I have two neighbors who are working jobs, part-time jobs, at Home Depot for $10 an hour because they're not making enough of their normal gig. I have one neighbor who is a contractor who really, forget it, the work is just dried up and it's hit or miss, and so it's catch-as-catch-can, do anything. I've never seen so many people that have come by about yard work. I mean, competing lawn groups, not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven, ten. Because it's, what can I do? How can I make a living? And I know that this is not a unique situation. I have talked to a lot of different people in a lot of different suburbs, and many of you have called this show. I mean, you're the great litmus test. We have affiliates all over this great country with very different backgrounds, whether we're talking to you in Maine or in Illinois or in Connecticut or in Texas, you know, wherever you might be, Missouri, Iowa, different geography, but same problem. And I think that problem still exists. As much as the Democrats are trying to paint a picture that we're really seeing things turn around, I don't think so, unless I am just missing something completely. Not everybody is, you know, in dire straits, but I think the majority of people, middle class, upper, lower, whatever, however you want to label them, I think people are really, really struggling to find their way and are very concerned about the next generation, not just being saddled with this crazy deficit, but being saddled with the chance of having a tough time finding a job because there just aren't as many jobs out there. And a lot of the jobs that normally somebody from college, coming out of college, would fill, they're going to other people because there's so many people that are really still looking for work. I think the unemployment numbers don't tell the true story. The snapshot that they take of the unemployment figures don't show you those other numbers that I'm, you know, have been mentioning. And without a doubt, while the Republicans continue to eat their own in these races and the mudslinging is high and people are watching the show, and there is, by the way, not for a couple of weeks, another debate, the Democrats are trying to paint a completely different picture. All right, we've just scratched the surface. You know, the Senate is actually going to consider a Buffett bill? Oh, yeah. Tax the rich. Come into a town near you. Why does that hurt? I'll tell you next on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue River. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you are.
Could mix up here on America Tonight, but a couple of quick things that I think are of interest. If you want to know what the lawmakers are doing in D.C., one is this Warren Buffett bill that's being discussed. I mean, this is a layup thing. This is playing off of the whole idea of the 99 and the 1, and here we go back to Warren Buffett and saying that, okay, so anybody who makes over $1 million, we should just tax them 30%. So they're going to try to run a bill through that says that. What do you think the chances are, the odds are of that thing passing? I'm going to say not a lot. I would take that bet that it's not going to pass. But if you take a vote, see, then you can use that against the people who say, well, no, that's ridiculous. Say, look, once again, you know, who's voting to tax the 1%? You know, let's raise our hands. Let's take roll call and find out what you're saying. What does that say about you if you don't agree to tax the millionaires. I mean, we're saying literally just people who make a million or more, let's slap them with the 30%, and that's fair. So let's get that out there. Let's put that out there. And that way you've got on record who's voting for what, and then you can use that as campaign rhetoric to say, well, you know, look, overwhelmingly, I'll just say the Republicans are saying, you know, forget about it. We can't, you know, we're not going to tax the rich with this so-called Warren Buffett thing. And then it just makes, you know, just makes that more of a war again between the haves and the have-nots. It's more of that division stuff. Plus, you know, it's getting interesting. Smart of the Republicans, because of this debate over the whole Keystone Pipeline thing, instead of just letting it dump, it's getting much more interesting. The Senate Minority Leader, Mitch McConnell, is talking about, you know, this the payroll tax holiday thing. They haven't figured this out because that was just a band-aid that was going into February. So sticking the Keystone XL pipeline on the back of this, too, would be a way, saying that, okay, you know, if we're gonna do this payroll tax conference thing, then you've got to give us the green light on the oil sands pipeline. This has to come to the front. So the clock is ticking on the tax deadline, and House Speaker Boehner is saying advancing Keystone would be part of any major House Republican infrastructure and energy bill, if it's not enacted before that bill comes to a vote. So they're preparing for more of a war on this one, saying, okay, challenge us. We like it. We're up to the task here. We're ready to do it. Go ahead, put it in our face. The other thing is, and this was a layup, the Senate held a procedural vote on stop trading on congressional knowledge. They're calling it the Stock Act, and it would prevent members from benefiting financially from access to non-public information. And, couple of people voting against it. And this is all on the heels of that 60 Minutes piece that focused on House Speaker Boehner and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and House Financial Service Committee Chairman Spencer Baucus. They all denied they made, you know, claims in the report. They said, no, it's not right. It was false. But, now that won't happen anyway. So, darn it, all that inside information they were using to just get richer, they can't do it now. It's done. That's going to fly through. They're not going to have a problem with that. There'll be enough votes to pass, absolutely, for sure. And like I said, we've just scratched the surface. You know, from February to March 5th, only three major contests are going to actually have delegates involved or allocate delegates. Nevada has caucuses and primaries in Arizona and Michigan. Then 10 states vote on March 6th, Super Tuesday, and you got huge populations like Ohio and Virginia then. So Romney's a favorite in Nevada because you think of the population there. On Super Tuesday, Gingrich might be favored because of the southern states, Georgia, Oklahoma, Tennessee. And then what happens in Colorado, you got a lot of libertarians, so Ron Paul needs to make some noise and grab some of these, he got to grab some of these delegates or a caucus or two or something to help him really, really hang in there. It's like Maine. Ron Paul's been campaigning there, and voters are independent, so that could be a tricky one. And the caucuses are coming up. I mean, February in Maine is another one, in Minnesota caucuses too. That'll be interesting. That could be a tough one for Romney. So this thing is, despite what the two, the Rock'em Sock'em robots are saying, it's far from over. All right, let's go to Tomas here in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, Kate. You know, I wanted to talk about the continuing debate between the Republicans. I believe it's a good thing. I think it's re-publicity for the Republican Party. And, you know, they get to articulate why. They get to, you know, put out facts and figures on why the Republican form of health care is better. You know, they get to attack Romney Care and Obamacare. And it's four against one. I mean, all you see on TV is Romney, Newt, Santorum, and Paul. You hardly hear about Obama. So I think it's if they can keep it close, the longer they do that, they get free publicity. And you know what? CNN and MSNBC, the only thing they can do is play defense. So once a Romney or somebody takes the lead and it becomes a one-man show, then it's one-on-one. And I think, they lose that edge. When it comes to Newt Gingrich, I'd like to say that I think the reason he's in trouble in Florida is because he had that little flare-up with Rubio. Remember when Rubio criticized?
Yes.
And, you know, the whole Cuban community is very close-knit there.
Yeah.
And Rubio, let's face it, I mean, these four guys are fighting us each other to see who's going to take Rubio to the dance. Okay? Because you know what Rubio means in Spanish, right?
Money in the bank. No, but Rubio says he doesn't want to run. I mean, he says he doesn't want to be on the undercard. He doesn't want to be the VP. But I say he's doing that, playing coy until something happens. I think he would jump.
That's right. Rubio in Spanish means blonde. They're mm-hmm. all fighting the blonde to the dance.
Mm-hmm.
I think we also have to remember that in foreign affairs, Syria is in the news now. And, you know, the fighting is actually inside the beltway of Damascus.
Yeah.
And we have to ask the question, who is supporting all these rebels, okay? And I'll tell you who it is. It's the Islamic Party of Turkey. That's
yeah.
the runs Turkey now is the Islamic Party. And so Syria is much more secular than Turkey. And I think we're going to get another, you know, Hamas, Hezbollah, Muslim Brotherhood, democratically elected government. If, the United States doesn't get in there with the Israelis and try and cause some change.
I agree, but they don't seem to care. Remember, we talked about this before, because why don't they care? Oil. And they're not so worried about the soap opera there, but they should be worried. You're absolutely right. Assad Assad, first of all, he's out of control, needed to be taken out anyway. But as you said, the troops pushing back on the edges of Damascus is very, very scary because of who ultimately takes over. And to just let that fall and keep that momentum going, this brutal, shadowy thing that's happening, I think is despicable. I mean, look at all the other places that we jumped in and we were invested in, and we knew nothing was going to happen in Syria. And, of course, like I said, the reason why is you're not looking at oil there. You're not looking at a big play on the board, but you're looking at a very scary group of people taking over. Absolutely. Good point, Tomas.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Warning. The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to MyFreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at MyFreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. MyFreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. MyFreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com or call 866-523-4076. 866-523-4076. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, folks. Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo. I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through IncomeAtHome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend IncomeAtHome.com to all of my listeners. So visit IncomeAtHome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's IncomeAtHome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
All right, I want everybody to please pay attention to this first story out of the gate here on We Can Count. I mean, this is a shocker. You're going to be blown away. That's you, Jay, in Kentucky. That's you, Tomas, who just left us in Michigan. Mark in New York. And the rest of the gang, everybody else listening to us across the country. Are you ready for this? William Shatner has been the face of Priceline for 14 years. You know, he's the Priceline negotiator. It's that discount travel booking site. And, see, I even know the little song to it because you see those commercials so bloody much.
How does that go again? I want to hear you sing it Price, one more time.
Priceline negotiator.
All right.
Yeah, I'm a crappy singer. I know. Thanks for making fun of me. So, anyway, the commercials are all over the place. And it's all about saving the money, and they've come up with some clever ones. They are. They've been pretty clever. So they decided they want to go in a new direction, and they're killing Shatner off. I hope I'm not spoiling it for you. This is going to happen in a commercial that will air during the Super Bowl. But check out how much money Shatner gets. When he signed a deal to be the spokesperson for them, he, as part of his compensation, I mean, he got some pretty serious cash, but he... got a lot of stock as part of the compensation he signed in 1997. You know how much that deal is now worth? He made $600 million.
That's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
It is crazy money. Are you kidding? And Shatner, by the way, who originally rose to fame as Captain James T. Kirk from Star Trek, he's 80 years old. So he was asked about being killed off, and he said he's in grief mode, but it's not the first time he had an iconic character die off. Yeah, but he gets to walk away with $600 million. Oh, that's crazy. So, hey, there's a celebrity endorsement that worked for the company and worked for him. And they probably thought it was a good deal. They gave him some stock, and then look at what happened. Hey, the stock went through the roof in time for him to make some serious dough as a result of it. All right, speaking of serious dough, there's something else we could point to that is in the serious dough category, but in the subtracting money from your coffers, where I don't know how, I wouldn't even want to be this guy. It's the opposite of the Shatner story. There's a guy named, and the story is circulating all over the place, named Joe Green, who was the one of Mark Zuckerberg's roommates at Harvard University back in 2004. And he was asked by Mark Zuckerberg, now the guy behind, you know, Facebook fame, he's worth, you know, Zuckerberg's worth $17.5 billion. He was asked if he wanted to drop out of school to join him in building this social media website, and he didn't want to do it. He said he didn't want to do it. So he helped him. You know, he was there to kind of help him along and help him found Facebook, but he didn't go on with him. I mean, he told him no, because he wanted to stay in school. So if he had stayed, if Joe Green, Mr. Anonymous, had stayed with his buddy Zuckerberg, gone to California with him, did the social media thing, helped build Facebook out even more, he would have made $400 million. $400 million. Should I stay at Harvard and get my degree? Or should I go off and make millions with something really unique and new that has taken the world by storm? Now, to be fair, did he know how it was going to end up? Did anyone know it was going to be that big? No. He couldn't have known it was going to be that big. He might have known that it was going to be pretty big, but there was no for sure, I guess, in this. Green instead ended up going into politics behind the scenes. He worked for John Kerry in the presidential campaign that failed miserably back in 2004. And he also said he was talking to somebody, it might have been ABC or NBC, somewhere he did a story. He said that when he was talking to them that his father was a professor and he wouldn't have been happy with him being bounced out of school or leaving school. So, hey, he didn't get the $400 million, but I guess he's involved in some pretty good causes that have made a difference, which is good. I mean, I'm laughing just because it's crazy. To me, I think it is very much like the people who play the lottery all the time, and then for some reason they're away, they trust a friend to play the same lottery numbers. And it might just be a couple of bucks a week, no big deal, but their whole entire life, they're playing the lottery, and the one day, the one week that they don't play, crazy thing happens. Their numbers hit. And how, of course they would know their numbers hit. Somebody would tell them, they'd see it in the paper, or they'd hear it on the local news, you know, whatever. And then you can't tell me you wouldn't be upset if you heard that. You can't tell me that you wouldn't be upset. All right, tell me this, if this is fair or foul. You're coming around the corner, getting ready to go in your house, and some kid yells, boo! And he's got a gun pointed at you and scares the bejesus out of you, right? So then the cops come, and they arrest him. It's just a toy gun. In Burbank, California, a 10-year-old kid was picked up after he pointed this toy gun at a woman who thought it was real. He went to the woman's home and knocked on the door because he thought the grandson, her grandson, had beaten up one of his friends at school. So he was trying to be funny. And when he answered, or when the woman answered the door, he pointed the plastic gun at her and yelled, "You suck," before running away. Well, the cops ran him down. They tracked him down. And they arrested him. I guess they released him finally to his parents' custody. And I hope it doesn't go any further than that. I mean, I guess it's a stupid thing, but... I mean, come on. Although yelling "you suck" at the woman and then her "boo, you suck" and then calling the cops, probably not the smartest play, smartest move in the book, right? It is another crazy thing. John Travolta's car was stolen at a 1970 Mercedes-Benz. It was in Santa Monica, and a guy stole it. It's a vintage thing, right? And they caught him. So how much do you think you get? How much jail time do you do for stealing a Mercedes? Well, he was sentenced to 16 months in jail, and also he's got to pay Travolta $50,000 in restitution. What happened was, you got to love this story, only in Hollywood. Travolta, who certainly isn't worried about money, was in Santa Monica, and he parked his car on the street. He stopped into a local Jag dealership to just look at cars for 10 minutes. When he came out, his classic car was gone. He had taken the keys with him when he went into the dealership. By the time they recovered the car, it was dismantled in several pieces. They found hubcaps and speedometer and seats and all that stuff. And the guy that they arrested pled no contest to Grand Theft Auto. And it was a 52-year-old guy, D.L. Rayford, and his buddy who were picked up. And this happened late in December. And they both got nailed for that. Don't mess with a celebrity's ride. There's a lesson in that. It would be pretty... That happened to me, actually. It happened to me when a car theft... When I was at a charity thing in California one time, it was a YMCA deal, and I came out and my car was stolen. Oh, that is the creepiest feeling. I hope anyone listening to me has never gone through that, and you never go through that. Because you start to think that you must have parked somewhere else, or you just start to question yourself that, gosh, there's got to be, I must have missed something. It's got to be me. I don't remember where I parked. And that's, you do that for a few minutes, and then you just have the sinking feeling, and you realize, oh, no, this car is not here. It's gone. And the guys who took my car didn't get 16 months in prison, and they didn't have $50,000 of restitution. They were kids. They found them. They asked me what I wanted to do about it, basically. And they made restitution and helping out at the YMCA. The car wasn't torn apart, though, so that would have made a big difference. But it was a really creepy feeling. I know I veered off there a little bit, but I was thinking how many people listening have had that same experience where you've had a car stolen. Yeah, it is a very crazy, crazy feeling. All right, one last one for the road, because it is all about numbers, isn't it? Delta had a flight that ran off the runway. I hate hearing things like this, especially after I've just flown a bunch. But it was a flight from Las Vegas that was trying to turn onto a taxiway. It slipped off the pavement, right? And they don't know what caused the plane to slide off course, but the people who were on the plane, there was like 153 passengers and a bunch of crew members, so they could feel it because they had to tow the plane back. And they actually, one of the passengers said, it was like a toboggan ride down the runway. We just couldn't make the turn at the end, and we slid off the runway into the grass. Good thing there is they didn't crash into anything. The plane wasn't damaged. No one was injured. Passengers had to wait, though, almost 3 hours on the taxiway. Ugh, because they had to wait for the salt trucks and stuff. It had to be kind of a weird feeling, but nobody was hurt. That's key. Hang with us.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
I'm in a disco somewhere in Hamburg, Germany or something. All right, we're heading for the finish line here on America Tonight. We got a dungeon move we're going to lay on you in a second. But I want to make sure that I invite you to join in the conversation on the overnight highway. We're not leaving you out. You're not on the side road. You can jump into the gig whenever you want to. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Would you be shocked to know that federal workers probably are doing a lot better than you and I and who knows who else in America? I think people used to think that government jobs are, they're not as good. They don't pay as much. I guess I never thought that because I knew people who worked for the government. But the Congressional Budget Office did some comparison shopping and they found that federal workers get 16% more than private sector workers on average. Yeah, how about that? So Americans are struggling with wages that don't go up. There's no increase. There's no bonus. There's no this, that, blah, 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 blah. that kind of stuff. But in Washington, man, they are getting some serious advantages by working for the government. And I guess I'm, like I said, I'm not surprised now. I initially would have been surprised. But let me give you some numbers just to really get you inflamed. Unless you work for the government, and good for you if you do, and especially if you work for Freddie or Fannie, because you, who knows, you might be getting one of those big budgets because your job is so protected. It's like a firewall. You can't crash the firewall because as both the Freddie and Fannie people have said, to Congress, no less, when they ask for crazy amounts of money, that, geez, we have to have the best and the brightest because we're going to lose them to the private sector. So we got to be able to give them, we got to feed the beast. We got to give them huge bonuses, even though we're going nowhere fast. We're on a sinking ship. We need that money. So I digress, though. Let me give you those numbers. Here's the main thing, too. The pension contributions, that's key. You're making serious money there. And when you're talking about things that have been suggested, the House, for example, is voting on a bill that's sponsored by Congressman Sean Duffy, a Republican from Wisconsin, on whether to extend the two-year pay freezes for federal workers one more year through 2013. What do you think is going to happen here? The CBO found that the advantage federal workers enjoy, no matter even if this happens and continues again, is it depends on the education that they have. For example, if you have just a high school degree and you immediately worked a government job and you've been working for however long, you earn 21% more and were given benefits worth 72% more than in the private sector. For college graduates, wages were about the same, but the benefits were almost 50% better in the government. If you had a master's degree or some other advanced degree, 23% less than the private sector, and benefits were the same. So the more educated you were, the worse. Don't work for the government. Doesn't make any sense. You weren't high up on the hog like everybody else. And I guess part of it is that the retirement things, especially, is huge for people who work for the government, right? And it seems like now I've seen this more than ever. There's more federal jobs than in the private sector, right? Somebody said, you know what we need to do? Because, look, we can't sustain this. This is a debacle on the deficit side. We can't sustain this anymore. So we got to get a serious haircut here. We got to do maybe 25%. We gotta be able to do this, right? They gotta pay their fair share too. I don't think so. I don't think there's gonna be that. I don't think we're gonna see any kind of a haircut for the people working for the government, of certainly not of that magnitude. I thought you'd find that interesting. I promise we're gonna get to the dungeon moment. One other thing. The Pentagon has to cut $487 billion. You know that. They talked about that. We've been talking about this for a while with a bunch of different people on the air, including Jeff Atticott. And they're talking about the possibility of another round of base realignment and closures, sort of a all-or-nothing deal. They did this back in 2005, decide, okay, where are we going to cut them off? So that means more jobs down the tube if they decide to do that. But there's a big wrestling match between Congress and the Pentagon over these cuts. So reducing manpower, bases, weapons, contracts, that means job losses. Think about these Congress people, who they represent. They're going to see serious unemployment will go up in their areas if that happens, especially when you talk about a base. Oh, that's huge. I think everyone's going to be around for that debate, what they're going to talk about, where they're going to close and what they're going to do. Why don't they close some of these overseas bases we don't need before doing the domestic ones? That's what I think. They got to focus attention there. They're already talking about 100,000 troops being cut, and then cuts to the weapon programs as well. So the military, it's got to be crippled a little bit by this, because already Panetta, the defense secretary, knew that this stuff was happening, that Congress wasn't going to come to any kind of a conclusion, and they were going to have to do something with the Pentagon budget. So he's already said, listen, this is going to affect all 50 states and districts, congressional districts, everywhere. Everybody's going to be affected by this. So I hate to tell you, this is what we're going to do. It's going to be just cut across. I mean, even in Virginia, they're talking about at least one carrier and ships that will leave Virginia. And I know there's people listening to me right now in Virginia Beach. You know how big that is, Norfolk, and that area too as well. That would be pretty huge to see that fall out there. Mm. And there's a history, if we look back, where Congress went against the requests of the Pentagon budget and stuff and administration and tried to fight for different things and survival of certain weapons or jobs or whatever. But I think this is going to be tough to do, because you're talking about such a big amount in this budget package that I think it's going to be a regional thing, and people are going to take hits and just duck and hope that it's not in your area when you're talking about relocating bases and ports and posts and all that kind of stuff. And I think that they should, like I said, close some of the unnecessary bases overseas. If they could do that, that would certainly cut off some of the money anyway, and they wouldn't have to have mass reduction in the United States. I'd rather see them do that, you know, more than anything, because here we go again with the jobs. All right, I want to make sure I get this in. So check this out. I know so many of you are fans of the crazy Paula Abdul. Somehow, the crazy-eyed Abdul ends up living this charmed life. I think, really, a lot of men have a crush on her still. They're thinking of her back in her Laker cheerleader days. So she was that American Idol panel, and then somehow she charmed her way into Simon Cowell's heart. I mean, they're not dating, but, you know, they liked each other. And so she gets a gig at the X Factor, but she got canned. Yeah, how about that? Paula Abdul is not going to return as a judge next season. Simon Cowell, what are you thinking? The men in America love Paula Abdul. Every man likes
What, are you kidding me?
Likes a crazy pretty woman, no matter how old she is. So I think we got to put Simon in the dungeon. Can we put him in the dungeon with the music trailing him out?
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it.